of the sports. It's Sports Unity Radio, live from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
And special guest.
Yeah.
At the window. We got Guy at the window.
Yeah.
Yep. Got my son in studio today. Nice to hang out.
We're now daycare.
We are now. Yeah, we've we haven't posted the sign up, but yeah, I'm doing a limited amount of childcare here in the studio. Because he's really good, and he really wanted to come see what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time we drive past, he says, I want to be here, so.
There he is.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, he's hiding, which is cool.
It's all right.
How was your week?
So far, so good.
Okay, good, because it's, once again, it's Friday.
It's already Friday.
It's the weekend. The weekend is officially right here, right now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this has been a really great week.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on. I mean, just for the NFL side.
Not going to believe this. Sports heavy this week.
Yeah, a little bit.
NFL free agency, for those of you keeping track at home, which is a fair amount of sports fans, because it turns out NFL free agency is a super popular thing. ESPN ratings goes through the roof on stuff like this. I spend a lot of time scrolling through my phone, looking at, ooh, this guy. Oh, wow, look at that math. That's a lot of money for so-and-so. What led it off for me, probably for you too,
yeah, it was a big week for the Vikings.
Was Kirk Cousins, right? Like, that was Kirk Cousins, for anyone who didn't know. Kirk Cousins was the quarterback last year for the Vikings.
Last six years.
You're right. He has been the face of the franchise the entire 6 years. He's a Pro Bowler.
I don't know about the last couple of years with Justin Jefferson, though.
Man of the community. Like, you know,
he's a great guy. Everybody says he's the nicest guy in the world.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Great business guy, apparently.
Seems to know what he's... Yeah.
Jeez.
He knows how to handle his money, because now he has signed a 4-year contract with the Atlanta Falcons almost $100 million guaranteed.
Up to $180 total he can earn.
Right. If he stays on the track last year with the numbers that he put
probably,
up, where he was starting on a Pro Bowl track, he will make that $180 million over 4 years for a 36-year-old quarterback with a bum leg. That's a pretty good deal.
Well, and I think the rumors that I was seeing and hearing that what the Vikings offered him wasn't long term like that.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that.
And you know, I'm as a Viking fan, I'm kind of like, yeah, good. Let him go. Let him make his money. Good for him. Congratulations. But it'll force us to move on to the future now.
It resets that. It's that Aaron Rodgers thing from Packers fans Packer fans of old and of new.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah,
go for it.
Go, Pat. Go. They really, you have to get early. You have to get that quarterback early. And as a fan, you're nervous about the future. Like, oh, no, what are they going to do?
Right.
And then you kind of see, like, well, they do have a plan. Because if the Vikings keep Kirk Cousins for 4 years, it makes it hard to draft a quarterback this year.
Well, not only that, because
next
of that.
Next year.
Well, the court, not even draft, but it also makes it hard to sign people like Justin Jefferson.
That's correct.
You know? So, the old analogy is, but do you pay a quarterback to make wide receivers better, or do you pay wide receivers really good money to make your quarterback better?
I mean, the answer is quarterback. You need to pay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need that quarterback to make those wide receivers look good. Otherwise, like I said, Justin Jefferson is not going to be catching passes from Sam Darnold and Jared Hall.
In case you're wondering, Minnesota signed, I think on Tuesday, then signed Sam Darnold. Technically, as of right now, he's the starting quarterback at $10 million for a 1-year deal.
Which is
kind of a lot.
I mean, it's not even kind of a lot, because that's, as you saw this year in the league, if you don't have at least a backup quarterback on your roster, your team is going to struggle all year.
Right.
You are going to find yourself losing a ton of football games in real ugly fashion without a plan at quarterback.
And,
because,
and to kind of do this whole thing, what it just came out less than 20 minutes ago is Minnesota traded with Houston. So Minnesota now has the 23rd pick and a 232nd pick, and Houston got the 42 pick, the 188th, and a second rounder in 25.
Okay, that feels about right.
So what that means is now they have the draft capital just for this year to move up.
And
which is really good, because it's a great, and I think it's a great move, because what some teams do is they go all in and give them, you know, the next first rounders for the yeah. next couple of years, yep. and they lose all that capital. And by doing this way, lose a little bit, and they move around a little bit. But
I mean, you know, I firmly believe the second round picks are so much less valuable than those first round picks.
Yeah.
That if you have to trade a couple of second round picks, so be it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. yeah. To so they don't. So Minnesota really doesn't. They lose out on that second rounder. So, but that's about it. And the second rounder, the 2025. But at least they're going to be set up. So at this point, you can give whoever, whether it's the Patriots at number three,
right.
give them though now their two first-round picks and some back picks.
And that's the thing. Is it lets just, you, as the Vikings, much like the Bears did last year, or the Panthers did last year, where you make that trade early, it lets you see the board.
Right.
The Vikings can now, if they need that quarterback, if they realize, ooh, we could get Drake May, we could get Jaden Daniels if we move up to three,
yep.
you make that trade. If you realize, oh, we're going to get J.J. McCarthy or whoever they value as the fourth quarterback.
So it depends on how far up they want to go. You know, I think the Giants are looking at the sixth pick. They're going to probably pick a quarterback if it's there, I would think. You know, Daniel Jones is not the answer.
Interesting fire to me. That's such an interesting thing that the Giants would do. They spent $40 million a year last year
right.
on a quarterback, on right. their current quarterback. And he missed a lot of time being hurt, and their team was bad. And within a year, they've got buyer's regret, or yep. buyer's remorse on,
yep.
on that contract. That's pretty – I mean, that feels like you should fire the general manager first before you do anything else. Because yeah. if the general manager decides, I mean, that's a lot of money. If you're managing a company and within a year you've just dumped money and off a whim,
right?
A new piece of equipment that didn't pan out, a big splashy hire that you had to fire because, oh, it turns out they weren't qualified for their job. Yeah, that's what a general manager is supposed to do in that spot.
Right.
And
so as it stands right now, the fifth pick is the Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Which they don't need a quarterback.
No.
You know?
They need a wide receiver because they made a trade with the yeah. Bears. Man, this NFL offseason is just, well, it just goes so fast.
The other rumors that I've been hearing now, too, is that how much do you value Justin Jefferson? You know?
Well,
what kind of a haul could you get for him?
I mean, this was the talk I remember we talked about this about a month ago as the season was kind of running
right.
its course that, you know, if you bottom, if you want to, it's hard to bottom out with good talent, right?
Right?
Like, your offense is going to be mediocre right now with Sam Darnold throwing passes to Justin Jefferson and TJ Hockenson.
Right.
Your offense can be awful. Your team can be 0-0. Your team can be looking at a number one pick if you are trading a Justin Jefferson. Of course, the problem with that is if you're going to draft a quarterback in the first round,
right.
I couldn't imagine a better situation for a young quarterback, right?
Than to have
being
AJ
able
right
to
there.
Throw Justin yeah. Jefferson 15 targets.
Well,
a game.
And the emergence of
Jordan Addison.
Jordan Addison last year.
And TJ Hockenson really provides
yeah.
you.
Yep.
Although Jordan Addison was a pretty good number two wide receiver
yeah,
when he
perfect.
Was put into the role.
Yeah.
You're not asking him to be Justin Jefferson.
No, no, I don't think so at this point. I mean, there was a this was confirmed that Minnesota and the Cincinnati Bengals were in talks.
Hmm.
That they were going to send Minnesota like two first-rounders and T. Higgins to get Justin Jefferson. And the rumor was, or not the rumor, well, the rumor was that Minnesota wasn't really interested unless Joe Burrow was in that mix.
They were going to get
him. You know? So you guys get this outstanding receiver, but no quarterback.
Football. That's wild to me because I was just thinking to myself, like, you know, that's a pretty cool situation in Cincinnati because when Joe Burrow was in college, his two college wide receivers were Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson,
yeah.
who would be teammates with in the pros. That's a cool story. Nobody trades a franchise quarterback in the prime of their career
right.
Ever. I cannot. Ever either, I mean, you're getting guys traded a year or two past. Deshaun Watson was the first and only time, and he was clearly past his prime. His prime barely. Was very brief. No, I had not. I mean, that's where also the free agency, like the rumor mill of stuff,
right. yeah.
is so interesting, and that's why you listen to like an Adam Schefter.
Yeah,
they.
Oh yeah, the reliable sources, right? Yeah,
parked. I was listening on the radio on my way home last night from work. They were talking about Adam Schefter. They were doing stats on Adam Schefter. Greenberg or somebody had him on the show, and they asked him how much screen time he gets, so he popped up his phone. He had been on this phone for 17 hours. He was averaging 17 hours a day on his phone as Adam Schefter was during this NFL free agency period where, there's so many interesting things. The Packers, we didn't even talk about. We were 10 minutes in, and we didn't even talk about the Packers.
We'll go to the Packers quick. Well, it's kind of with the Packers because they picked up a running back.
They did.
Josh Jacobs from Las Vegas.
Correct.
Raiders.
That was an odd one to me because at the end of the year last year,
Aaron Jones looked great.
Aaron Jones looked like the best running back in the playoffs.
Right.
And the Packers were a playoff team. He didn't look past his prime. He looked like a guy who started the season late.
Yeah.
But he looked also like a guy who's got some tread left on the tires.
Yeah.
Looked like you could get 2 years out of Aaron Jones and feel pretty good about a 30-year-old running back at the end. Instead,
they cut him.
They cut Aaron Jones, who is the franchise's one of their best running backs. They've had some amazing running backs in the 50s, but Aaron Jones is the best running back talent that they've had in 50 years in Green Bay. They cut him a year. He had a year left on his contract, cut him to save $11 million. Used that $11 million plus three additional million dollars to sign Josh Jacobs, who was 2 years ago the AFC's Offensive Player of the Year.
Yep.
But he did it off of volume. He ran the ball, 250 times for Las Vegas a couple of years ago. A lot of touchdowns. Catches the ball really well. A real prototypical running back in the NFL. 26 years old. But a four-year deal. They signed him to a four-year deal. I don't know. It's an interesting. The Packers clearly they know what they're doing. They
like
knew that
so.
They can get a year of Aaron Jones and still have to find a running back next year, or you can find a running back, and they have the money to do it. The Packers for the first time, I think, kind of like if anybody's ever got all of a sudden after Christmas when you were a teenager or 20 something and you just get money for Christmas, and those first few months after Christmas are just like, well, I'm gonna buy everything I can see.
Yep.
I like this feel of money. The Packers finally after 10 years.
Because the Packers notoriously are not a big free agency kind of team.
No, they were a couple years ago at the tail end when they were trying to build a Super Bowl team. Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith were both signed as free agents. And then there's like this huge gap where I go all the way to, Charles Woodson. And Charles Woodson was, of course, 20 years ago, but he was a Hall of Famer.
Right.
That it was that.
Then Reggie White.
And Reggie, also 25 years. It's a long time ago. That they took that splash, and it's hard to tell if it's either do people not want to come play in Green Bay, do they not want to spend the money?
To be in Green Bay, really.
To tell why and how because people want to come to like Minneapolis, people want to come to Detroit, and I'd hard to believe that they wouldn't also come to Green Bay. So
it's winning culture,
right?
That's what gives everybody.
So the Packers signed that free agent running back, and if it works out, it's going to be a huge. If Josh Jacobs can be what he was a couple of years ago, it's going to do something for the Packers offense that they haven't seen since prime Aaron Jones, where you can find a guy and give it to him 20 times a game, or a guy can touch it 20, 25 times in a game and really win you a game.
So the twist of this, once they cut Aaron Jones signed a 1 year with the Minnesota Vikings, which they needed a running back.
And I
think they got him for $7 million for the 1 year.
Yes, they got him at market rate, which is, I guess, if that was, that's great for, that's going to, it's an interesting thing, because if Aaron Jones is the player he was at the end of the year, he gets the opportunity to make the Packers look bad
twice
a year and possibly in the playoffs, and that's got to be some good motivation to know you were cut by a team that you were lauded as the guy for so long, captain on your, a captain C on your chest. To go to their rivals is gotta be, that's gotta be some fuel. If you've got some fuel in you, and I feel like when you listen to the Aaron Jones story,
somebody had gotten him a purple sombrero already.
Yeah, yep.
So he's into it, man. He's energetic guy, and I think he'll bring a lot of life to that running back room.
Sure.
Right now, we're really,
bereft of talent and people, right? Like, you don't even really have bodies that you can name in the Vikings running back room until
Ty Chandler.
Oh, yeah, he was pretty good last
year. Yeah. Because they cut Alexander Mattison.
That does make a nice 1-2 In yep. And you always need, of course, just like you need two quarterbacks, you need at least two running backs at in the NFL to do anything. Right. So that was a nice – that was a, like I said, it's a risk-reward, but as we're learning in the NBA or in the NFL with salary cap things, there are no risks,
right?
Really. You could be the Broncos wasted $80 million. It'll hurt them for a year. It'll get maybe a guy fired. But 2 years from now, everyone will forget about it, and they'll draft a guy – well, they'll draft a quarterback, and they'll be some fine.
Speaking of the Denver,
sure.
So Russell Wilson signed a league minimum $1.2 million with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I would assume he'd be the starter.
Yeah.
They say it's a competition, but let's say,
yeah. I mean, for all the for Kenny anybody Pickett is anybody not. Paying attention, Russell Wilson went from being in my career arc, he went from being Wisconsin Badger hero to Seattle Seahawks rookie starter surprise to Pro Bowler, to
Super Bowl winner,
and
yeah,
to a couple of years later, unceremoniously traded for a haul of things to Denver, and now 2 years later was cut with a guaranteed contract, mind you. The Broncos, much like buyer's remorse, like we've been talking about, they spent a lot of guaranteed money on a guy who 2 years later, a new coaching staff, new regime, new general manager, heck, new owner came in,
yeah,
and all said, "Oh, we don't want you here." And so yeah. They were nice enough to pay him a large amount of money to stop playing football for yep. them, and now he goes to the Steelers. But his numbers weren't bad.
No, last year they're not. I think he had 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, which is marginal. It's
compared to it was they've he had more touchdowns last year than the Steelers' current quarterback Kenny
correct.
Pickett had in his whole career over yeah. 2 years or 3 years as 2 years as a starter. No, Kenny Pickett was as bad as Russell Wilson might have been. Kenny Pickett is in the bottom five.
Yeah.
Of starting quarterbacks. And if you've got a bottom five starting quarterback, you're either drafting one in the first round or you're bottom in the process of bottoming out, right?
Right.
Like, or you sign Kirk Cousins. That's yeah. that's what you have to do. So, no, that was the right.
Some other cool move, just once again, like last several off seasons, this season, the teams have changed dramatically.
Yes.
Saquon Barkley
goes, he's from Pennsylvania. He gets to go back home and face his division, his former team twice a year. That's
yeah.
that's a great – and it's funny, the NFC East, and I was going to talk about, do you want to reseed some of the divisions? The NFC East went from being one of the best divisions to a weird laughing stock to now, like, any of those teams could win. Dallas
yeah.
won the division last year, but they bottomed out.
They don't lost have a, and they don't have a starting running back.
They
right
don't
now.
Have a starting running back.
Yeah,
some sauce, but it looks good. I'm happy when you're happy.
Yeah, I mean it's changed. I mean,
to all of a sudden, and Philadelphia went from Super Bowl to awful to being in the playoffs to losing by like 30 points to a Tampa team.
Right.
I don't know who's good and bad in that division. I don't know who the best team in the NFC North is.
Well, Saquon going to the Eagles, I think he's gonna have that same effect that Christian McCaffrey did to the 49ers.
You think so?
I
mean,
I
like Saquon Barkley as a talent. In yeah. college, he was one of the best running backs I've ever seen. Yeah, I think, but he's also has not made that difference for Saquon Barkley has never played like Christian McCaffrey has ever played, right? Like they're not.
He's been in the Giants.
Christian
McCaffrey, when he was with Carolina, was
the
same.
Offensive player of the year for Carolina on a bad Carolina team. Saquon Barkley has had all the talent in the world. And when healthy,
yes.
is pretty amazing, but has not been healthy a lot. So, yeah. like I said, I don't know
if a
running back moves the needle.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although,
we'll see.
Again, the Ravens picked up Derrick Henry.
Oh, my gosh.
And Derrick Henry is physically one of the most imposing football players of all time. With an axe to grind, gets
that
2 years.
That was a great sign. I think yeah. Dallas should have picked him up. But
correct.
But with that, now, with Derrick Henry in there, then Lamar Jackson, who's also one of the better
running. Can actually be a quarterback now, too. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I guess that we could talk, man, we turn into NFL Live about a few times a year, and this is one of those, like, we could spend, I don't know if anybody's going to come in at 10 o'clock and tell us we have to stop.
Well, we got things, places to go. And,
I mean, I don't really. I had a free day for a little bit.
Yeah.
We could hang out and talk the things that, because we haven't even touched any of the other things that happened in March.
No, we still got 10 minutes.
Okay, because we did NFL.
Yep.
The Packers signed some people, and they're going to be, let's just quick rank them. How do you feel, NFC North, if the season started after the draft, immediately after the draft, or even right now? Detroit still the best?
Yes.
Green Bay still the second best? Or do you think Minnesota has passed them? Better question for you. Season started today. Who's better, Vikings or Bears? Yeah. Tick, tick. But that's a tough one, right? Like, the Bears have made a lot of good changes on their roster.
So as of right now,
because the draft is going to be interesting for both the Bears, who have the number one pick and another pick, and the Vikings, who have two first-round picks also, both need a lot of the same things.
I think Sam Darnold as a quarterback could be average. Like, right in the middle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, with Aaron Jones now.
And to be fair, average quarterback play can win you some games, yeah, because they had below-average quarterback play for a lot of games the Vikings did last year, yeah, and they lost all of those games.
Right.
In the games where they had some... We came in here after a Josh Dobbs victory lap, and they look like a playoff team.
Right.
And then the next, then with Jared Hall, they did not.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's interesting. Who is Sam Darnold at this point?
You know, I don't know. I'd still think that because our defense has improved, mm-hmm, dramatically now with, yeah, this draft or with this free agency, I'd still put us at three.
Okay, but not
Chicago's.
At two.
No, I don't. I mean, 2-3 and. 2-3, Packers and Minnesota, I think, are, you could flip and feel.
After the draft, I really think we could be talking about a Bears team that is better than both of those teams. Really do. I think they've been putting it together so well. I think that's going to be, there's an argument that can be made that the NFC North is going to be the best division in football next year. You really could, with a number one pick in Chicago, a
number one pick in Minnesota,
number one, you know, new quarterback into Minnesota with all that offensive talent and defensive talent, and the Green Bay, the streak they went on at the end of the year, and Detroit was Detroit all year. That's going to be a fun division to watch.
Finally.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. It was kind of when you were watching, kind of, I was concerned at the beginning of the year that we were going to be watching a lot of Jordan Love, and the Packers are going to be 6-10 along with everyone else in their division. And that, luckily, a little bit better. We got 8 minutes.
Still got 8 minutes,
March,
man.
It's March.
Okay.
And the madness has happened. I don't know if you were.
What's that?
March Madness, man.
What's that?
It is there's so much basketball. You get in 3 weeks in a row on the TV and in the news, in the media, you're going to get girls' high school tournament.
Yep.
You're going to get boys' high school tournament the week, yep, after that. You're going to get NCAA selection show Sunday, which is coming up this Sunday.
Okay.
You've got all the conference tournaments, and then you've got NCAA Final Four. It's a month. It's like literally a month of so much basketball. There's 70 some games.
Okay.
68 teams. And I have been watching March basketball since I was I remember my mom was nice enough, and she denies it, she let me skip school as a middle schooler to watch Wisconsin Badgers in the NCAA tournament when, like, 1994, when they went to the Final Four. CBS was the only channel carrying games.
Wasn't that the only channel?
No, there was four. There was, you know, yes, if anybody remembers 1994 along with me.
There was cable. There
was cable, but we were country. We had black and white TV for quite a long time, getting color TV and being able to watch sports.
If there's a presidential address on, night was ruined.
That was it. Yeah. Fireside chats, the whole nine yards. Hand cranking the electricity for the mill. So I got to watch. You know, it was 11 o'clock in the morning. The Price is Right would end.
Hey.
And March Madness would fire up, and it was, oh my gosh. You know, you get Jim Nance talking about the Final Four. You get. It was the Badgers watching Dick Bennett, watching Mike Kelly, watching Sam Oakey, watching so much basketball, but watching high school basketball too, because the Wisconsin State tournament, when it was on, it's on ABC, you know, and they, right, play it all day. And a lot of times when you're from a small town, as I am, as maybe you, yep, are, the opportunity to see a Cashton in the state basketball tournament, or you know, Lacrosse Central, or watching Aquinas with guys who went to D1, went to Wisconsin, winning games, watching Sam Decker make Sports Center,
right,
as a teen, I think it was in 2000 something.
Yep.
I remember he made Sports Center because he made 12 straight points and the game winner in the high school state championship. And Stuart Scott, right? Like,
yeah.
Announces Sam Decker's name. That was the coolest darn thing.
Sure.
Going to bars as a 20-something and watching Badgers Final Four runs where it was just...
Because that's about the only place you can really... Because most bars back then would pay the extra money to get the packages.
That is correct. Yes. You know? Yep.
So, because I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got to watch... But so March Madness to me is really defines like what sports, why I love sports so much,
sure,
because you know, you play them, you coach them, you watch them, but all of a sudden it was just every day. There was a game at 11, a game at 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, there's a game at 5 and a game at 7. Every night, the Sweet 16, watching all those shows. Oh, my gosh. The best. And also, so that's happening again. That is this week. NCAA Selection Sunday is, you know, it's interesting. The Badgers they're struggling their way to the finish line.
Right.
They beat Maryland yesterday in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament, a game they needed to win.
Well, they got to pretty much win everyone, don't they?
Maryland was under 500. So you can't lose to a team like that at this point in the year. It looks real bad because during these tournaments, there's so many teams that are kind of moving their way up the bracket as far as there's 68 teams. Well, if you win your conference tournament, you're automatically in.
Okay.
A lot of times those best teams might not win their conference tournament. So if you're a team like the Badgers sitting at 19-11,
yep.
Man, you got to win. You got to win a couple games here in the tournament. You really, really do. And so I think they play a game tomorrow. Not sure who they got on the docket necessarily, but I will absolutely be watching. I'll be listening on the radio all the way through for that. Because, yeah, as I said, it's a month of just great, great basketball. I've been staying up late watching conference tournament games because you get to watch. Like, I watched Mount St. Mary's and Gonzaga University play a game a couple nights ago that was as good as any basketball game you're going to catch. And right after that, or right before that, I was watching La Crosse Aquinas play in the high school state tournament. I did not catch how that ended, but they are the third-ranked team in, I think, Division III.
The Badgers play today at 1:30 against Northwestern.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
So, there you go.
I will be watching, for sure, watching that. A couple of wins there. The Badgers can find themselves as, you know, right now, if I was going to seed them, I think they're seeded somewhere in like a 10 seed, give or take.
Fifth right now in...
Really? They just... They
in the Big Ten tournament. This says they're ranked
fifth. Oh, they're ranked fifth in the Big Ten. In the conference tournament.
Yes.
Yeah, they were... Yeah, they finished fifth. They were... At one point, they were ranked sixth in the country, looking like they could win themselves a Big Ten title. And now by the end of the year, like I said, they're going to be a team that... I mean, you could... When the brackets come out, if you're picking how a team should win, the Wisconsin Badgers have all the ingredients to win some games in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
They got veteran guard play that can shoot the ball. They got fifth-year and sixth-year seniors. They've got size. They've got Greg Gard has won a lot of games. They'll be a 7 seed or so, which means they're 8 seed, which means they're going to not be the favorite, perhaps.
Yeah.
You could... Except that I know, because I've been watching the Badgers all year, I can't pick them to win one single game in this Big Ten tournament or in the NCAA tournament, which also tells me, because I'm not great at picking. they you know, we could be talking next week Friday, the Badgers will have played their opening round games. The opening of this tournament starts Monday. Their opening games officially are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
Every single night. So we'll be able to talk Badger basketball next week, hopefully about them winning 2 games or playing in 2 games at least, because like I said, I'll be watching. I'll be absolutely making sure that we're able to talk about that a little more in depth next week.
Okay. You got a minute?
We got one whole minute. This felt like a really good show. Yeah, I don't know about you, Aiden. How'd you like it? How'd we do? Exactly.
Good talk.
No, run and hide. I'm with it. It's been really fun, man. This really does feel like community radio when you get to hang out with your kid and your buddy talking sports.
You don't see some of those top ESPN people hanging out with their kids on the show.
I mean, Mike Golick, right? Mike Golick's kids ended up on the radio. But it's fairly uncommon. Yeah. It's really cool to be able to do this. As always, thanks WDRT. That is correct, son. It is. Have a wonderful, wonderful Friday, because, you know, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, right.
You got any plans?
Working.
Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day. You want to go wild on the town tonight?
Sure.
Everybody. Let's all go wild on many towns. Yeah. St. Patrick's Day. Please enjoy all of those things. I don't know. We got about 10 slow seconds.
Don't forget to check us out on all the places that you get your podcasts.
Yeah. I suppose now that we're on the live, man, this has been wonderful. Right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.